USA Radio News.
On Monday, President Trump delivered remarks at the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual convention. The president said him and his administration are doing what they can to help law enforcement.
We are also making sure you have the equipment you need to do the job. That's why we are allowing local police to access surplus military equipment. And we've been doing this from the very first day of my administration.
A new Emerson College poll reported that Ted Cruz has a 5% lead over his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in this year's midterm. Cruz was asked what this election is all about.
This election is all about turnout. If we turn out, common sense conservatives will win. And I do think this Kavanaugh battle has energized a lot of conservatives, has woken them up to just how extreme and crazy the left is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
A UN panel issues a dire warning on climate change, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The UN panel warning the world must take unprecedented action by 2030 or face a global disaster from climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says 2030 looks to be the tipping point where global temps would reach nearly 3 degrees above pre-industrialization levels, and that would drive up, the report says, the risk of drought, floods, and starvation for millions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The panhandle of Florida is under a hurricane watch as Hurricane Michael is strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico and is likely to develop into a Category 2 hurricane. Florida Governor Rick Scott issued an order for a state of emergency in 26 counties. The hurricane could make landfall as early as Tuesday night. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial is down over 50 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was officially sworn in late Saturday evening. Now, there will be a formal swearing-in ceremony today at the White House. What can we expect regarding Kavanaugh and his rulings moving forward? Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor. He says some people on the left and right are not always going to be happy with Kavanaugh.
Justice Kavanaugh is a careful conservative justice, which, as I think Mike Lee, the great senator from Utah, pointed out yesterday, being a conservative justice is not the same thing as being a conservative politician. What I think you're going to find with Justice Kavanaugh is that he will faithfully apply the Constitution, which doesn't guarantee conservative outcomes, and it's not really what conservatives are looking from the court. We're not looking for the judicial imposition of conservative policies. What we want is a system that is reflective of what the framers gave us in the Constitution, which is that we, through our democratic representatives in Congress, make policy, and the court decides the hard legal questions, but it doesn't go out of its way to usurp legislative power.
CNN White House correspondent Caitlin Collins has apologized for offensive tweets she posted while she was in college. Collins tweeted Sunday that she used some ignorant language in a few tweets with her friends, and it doesn't represent the way she feels, and she regrets it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.